Hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Katusia B, and welcome back to a new episode of Dear Future Husband Podcast. Cause you get a husband, you get a husband, you get a... I'm just playing, but we all get husbands, okay? Kingdom husband, that is. And God is about to do it for us. Here I go again with this rant, y'all. But anyways, y'all already know what it is. It's your girl out here encouraging you, empowering you to wait on the one that God has ordained for you. And that's your husband. That's that man of integrity. What you said? That's that man of honor. Girl, what you said? That's that man that's gonna love every ounce of you, because you just that fine, you look that good, and he gonna keep choosing you over and over and over again. You could put a baddie in the room, okay? Because I know you a baddie, but you could put another baddie in the room. He's like, all right, who that girl is? Not my wife, not the one that God has ordained for me. So I'm here to let you know that your husband, he's praying for you, he's fasting for you, he's on his knees at night for you, no other woman. So welcome y'all to the podcast, Dear Future Husband. We finally got this title of this podcast taken care of, y'all. I done changed this title and this name like 100 million times. But you know, when God is working in you, he working in you, okay? I try to steer from relationship and he was like, oh yeah, this is what I call you to do. So I need you to stick right here. So anyways, y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome back. So today is going to be a little bit different. On this episode, it's not really a topic or anything. We're really just going to be praying. The Holy Spirit told me there's going to be episode where we're just going to pray. There's going to be episode where we're going to have conversations, where we're going to have different people come in into the podcast and join us, right? But maybe next year. I don't know what God is doing, but I want to make sure that I am doing everything that he's called me and ordained for me to do. And also I'm doing it the best of my ability and with the spirit of excellence. So I haven't started inviting anybody to the podcast as of yet, just because I need to work some things out. I would like to do an in-person podcast as far as like recording it and things of that sort. And I am not in the place right now to do it. So I'm going to work with what I have. But anyways, y'all, please like, please share, subscribe, of course, if you listen. And I already know that you subscribe to it. And if not, girl, what is you waiting for? You like, girl, that's not proper. Anyways, let me go back. What are you waiting for? Please subscribe to the podcast, okay? Where you're gonna laugh, you're gonna cry, and no, you're not. Yes, you are. But anyways, y'all, I love you all so much, and let's get to it. So today we're just really gonna focus on praying for our husbands. We're gonna pray for our healing, right? So as the Holy Spirit leads me to, I'm just going to pray. So Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We humble ourselves, Lord Jesus, and we want to say thank you for just who you are. We want to say thank you for all that you have been to us, all that you have done for us, Lord God. And we just ask in this moment that you will create in us a clean heart and that you would renew a steadfast spirit within us, God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, God. Everything starts and it finishes with you, Father. So we take a moment to just let you know how worthy you are, how amazing you are, God. There is none like you, Father. We repent for our known and unknown sin, omission, commission, and we ask that you will create in us a clean heart and that you would renew a steadfast spirit within us, Father. We love you. We are madly in love with you. We are deeply in love with you. You are the apple of our eyes. You are the lover of our soul, Father, and allow us to never forget that, Lord Jesus. So we repent for every time we questioned you. We repent for every time we doubted you. We repent for every time we made marriage an idol. We made work an idol, our business an idol, anything that we have placed above you, Father. We repent now in the name of Jesus. And we just ask for pure forgiveness, Father. We humble ourselves at your throne and we say thank you for loving us the way that you do. Thank you for forgiving us, Father. So right now, God, I just want to pray for my sisters, your daughters, your queen. I want to pray for every single person, Lord God, that will be listening to this podcast at the very sound of my voice, oh God, that you will begin to touch them, Lord Jesus. You begin to heal them, every area of them that needs healing, wholeness, oh God. Every past trauma, Father, will be eradicated now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I pray that you will wrap your arms around them and just let them know how much you love them, how much you adore them, oh God, that the rape wasn't their fault, the abortion and every single thing that they have gone through, Father, it wasn't their fault. It was part of the bigger plan. For you said in Romans 8:28, for all things God work together for the good of those who love him, who has has been called according to his plan and to his purpose, Father. So I just pray, Lord God, healing for my sisters, healing for your daughters, oh God. And I know, God, that this next season, oh God, they're going to see documented miracles, signs, and wonders in their love lives, Father. So I want to pray for the husband that you have for them, Lord God. I want to pray, Lord Jesus, that he is a man of integrity. He's a man of honor. He is a man after your own heart. He's a man, Lord God, that is loving, that is kind, Lord God. He's a man that's in pursuit of you, Lord God. And because he's in pursuit of you, Father, he's able to love his wife, Lord God, the way that he needs to love his wife. I pray right now, Lord God, that if my sister's husbands are sleeping or they're in a coma, that you would wake them up at the right time, Lord God, that you will wake them up when they're done cooking, Lord God, because we don't want anything uncooked. And I just pray right now, Lord God, for discernment, Lord God. I pray if there's any Jezebel spirit or Delilah spirit around our husband right now, Lord God, that it would be eradicated. We bind them and we send it back for the pits of hell where it came from, Lord God, that there will no longer be delays concerning our love life, Father. We surrender our husbands to you, Lord God. We surrender our love lives to you, Lord God, and we just ask that you would have your way with our future husbands, Father. You would have your way in our lives, oh God. We thank you for this kingdom union, Lord God. We thank you that you are ordaining this, Lord God, because without you, it would not be done. We thank you that our marriage is going to break generational curses, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that everything that happened in the past, Lord God, is left behind because we're moving forward into the new God. So we thank you that our marriage, Lord God, is going to be a representation of the kingdom, is going to be a representation of who you are, that people will look at our marriage and be saved and be blessed, God. I thank you for the ministries that will be birthed through our marriages, oh God. I thank you for our future children, Lord God. I just thank you for our future businesses, oh God. I thank you that you are doing a new thing in the new kingdom marriages, oh God, that are coming forth. I pray, Lord God, that every sister that will listen to this, Lord God, that this will be the year of their engagement. This will be the year that you will do it for them, oh God. We're not rushing you, Lord God. We're just putting a demand on it, Lord God, because we know that there is work to be done in the kingdom of God for you, Father. So we trust in your promises, for they are yes and amen. And we trust you for our marriage. We trust you for that kingdom marriage, oh God. And as you continue, Lord God, to work in us, God, I pray that you will work in our husband as well, Lord God, that you will heal, oh God, every broken parts, every parts that needs healing in the name of Jesus, oh God. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. Amen, y'all. Whoo, child. I needed that prayer, y'all. I needed that prayer. I need it for myself and for my husband, because I know that God is doing it. He has already done it. It is so, y'all. If you are not connected to me on social media, what you waiting for? Make sure you connect with me on TikTok. It's my name, Katusia B. On Facebook, it is The Pure Love Coach. It's called Pure Love Coach. On YouTube, it's Katusia B Show. So if you put up my name, y'all, you'll be able to find me as well on Instagram. It is Voices of Purity. I am still working to find out if God wants me to do a whole Instagram for the podcast and a YouTube. I'm really not sure, but I'm just waiting on God to just hear it, just because I don't want to be overwhelmed with all the other things that I already have going on. But I love y'all. I'm praying for you. Make sure you share this podcast with a sister that's waiting. Let's grow this together. I love y'all, and I cannot wait to see y'all. Well, I can't see y'all, but I cannot wait, y'all, for next week. See you then. Bye.